Mark Gancoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. In the first hour of today's show, we are joined by Frosty Wooldridge. Frosty, of course, is a correspondent extraordinaire. He is a broadcaster with the Republic Broadcasting Network. And even more importantly, this morning he has created a website entitled SaveAmericaFund.org, which is the galvanizing force behind this truck-out protest, which is going to begin next week. And I wanted to talk to Frosty about this to get his update and also his perspective on what he thinks the political developments are going to be out of this situation. So we greet our old friend Frosty Wooldridge this morning. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yes. Tell us a little bit. I have, of course, have read Jerome Corsi's coverage in WorldNet Daily about your activities. And, of course, this is going all over the world. You're moving right to the forefront of a very significant political crossroad in this country. How did you first get the idea for this, Frosty? And what do you think is going to happen next week?
Primarily after over 24 years of being a truck driver myself, and also a teacher. I've been a math and science teacher in Denver, Colorado, starting in 1973. And with the combination of being a teacher and also an 18-wheeler long-haul truck driver, I understand all too well the ramifications of what President Bush signed into law about almost 2 months ago. And that is this pilot program whereby 100 carriers in Mexico are going to be allowed to have access to all of our 48 state highway interstates. And what this does, and what I appreciate it doing, is that it's going to undermine the American truck driver. It's going to undermine the independents. It's going to undermine the owner-operators, and it's certainly going to undermine company drivers. And so I talked with several of the people. I wrote a column on it, and then someone said, "Well, why don't you create some kind of a boycott or a strike or something to help truckers be able to rally around?" And so I wrote another column for News with Views, which I write for, and the site was born, SaveAmericaFund.org, along with Wanda Paidi, and she's from Los Angeles. And together, we've really created this trucker strike. It's now really moving full steam ahead. The site itself has enjoyed about 100,000 hits just in the last 2 weeks. And truckers across the nation are asking what they can do, how they can do it. And primarily what we're trying to do is we went from a boycott, from a strike, to a rally to make it a positive appreciation. And what we're hoping for is that these truckers across the nation running these 65-foot tractor trailers are going to rally around the Washington, D.C. On noon of April 23rd. And some can even call in sick just so that they're worried about their jobs. And from a perspective of a teacher as well as a head trainer and safety officer for United Van Lines, which I was the last 4 years as I was driving in Denver, Colorado, for United Van Lines, Johnson Storage and Moving, I'm very acutely aware that Mexican drivers coming out of Mexico do not have the same qualifications as American drivers. They don't have the same ability to speak and read and English. And they also, in often cases, are driving substandard rigs. And they get away with that down in Mexico because that's just the way Mexico operates. If anybody knows the appreciation for the word mordida is the bite or the bribe. And that's the kind of things that go on down there in Mexico, and now they're going to bring them up here. And that's the concern we have.
We'll be back with Frosty Wooldridge. I wanted to talk with him about a post today at WorldNet Daily about truckers with criminal records in Mexico could access the United States very easily in this situation. Mark Dancos, America, will be back live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Frosty Wooldridge, who, among many other things, is a broadcaster on this network, the Republic Broadcasting Network. He is a conservative commentator extraordinaire and is also a galvanizing force in the planning of Truck Out, which this coming week, I believe, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of April, is going to involve American truckers in all 48 continental U.S. states and in Washington, D.C., encircling the state capitol buildings, engaging in legal slowdowns on the highways, and also letting the White House know inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., that there are plenty of American truck drivers and workers out there that do not believe that their own political and cultural and economic futures ought to be sold out to Mexico. Frosty, to me, it's kind of amazing that we're talking about a situation where the President of the United States would be promoting something that obviously would be destructive to the future fortunes of our own citizens. How do you evaluate him in that context?
Well, Well, one of the frustrations that I have as a citizen, and certainly here in Denver, Colorado, where we have about 500,000 illegal aliens in the first place, revolving and rotating and driving on our streets, and the drunken deaths that we have happening from drunk illegal alien drivers, and just overrunning our social services and so forth, this is another symptom. What I see is that the senators and the House of Representatives on the whole in Washington, D.C., don't have a clue of what's going on down here with we, the little people, the citizens of America, the bedrock of our society. President Bush spouts off all of these grand plans, the North American Union, and these illegal aliens are doing the jobs that American citizens won't do, and outsourcing jobs, insourcing jobs, offshoring jobs. And President Bush doesn't have a clue as to what's happening at the local level, the kind of consequences that he is bequeathing to the American citizenry. And now you have a Congress and a president bringing an entire paradigm of substandard trucks, unqualified drivers, in many cases a possibility of more terrorists being brought across, because we can't tell what's in those trucks, and we're not going to be inspecting probably 2 or 3% of them. And so you now have the corporations that are looking at these Mexican drivers as another way of making even greater profits. And so the American truck driver is going to take a great hit here as his job is undermined and or hers, and then also the rates are cut. And so these Mexican drivers are going to be able to start loading and driving with all these loads across all 48 states. And it's going to diminish any and all standards as these drivers start coming into this country. It's going to, we don't know the criminal background of these drivers. We don't know what kind of qualifications they have, if any. We don't know how long they've been driving once they hit the border. Again, they don't speak English, they don't write English, they can't read English, and they're supposed to be filling out logbooks. And so what you're having is an unbelievably disastrous kind of condition being forced on America's highways. And then on the other side of that, American motorists across this nation are now going to be at risk. And just 10 days ago in Monterrey, Mexico, an 18-wheeler driver, a Mexican, was drunk, driving his truck, and he mowed down and killed 9 people in Monterrey, Mexico. I can tell you this right now, as a teacher and certainly as a trainer and at over 25 years in trucking, we're going to be at risk in this country, and the first thing you're going to hear is some driver was going too fast on a curve with hazardous materials, but he was unqualified to drive them. And he's now not in Mexico, but on America's great highways, running 75 miles an hour. He's going to overshoot a corner. He's going to make a mistake. And the one thing about truck driving, you have to be 100% perfect 100% of the time. And all it takes is just an incompetent driver, or one that's on drugs, and you can check it out. I mean, I'll give you a little quote here from a report by Dennis Bernard that just came out in the New American. And I quote, "The Mexican drivers Bowden talked to insisted that they can only stay awake on their long and frequent journeys across Mexico by using what they euphemistically term magic dust. According to Bowden, the truckers are all family men and who run the highways at least 25 days a month, and they are adamant about two things, that nobody can run these long hauls without cocaine and crystal meth, now and then some marijuana to level out the rush," unquote. I mean, if that doesn't take your breath away, I don't know what does.
Yeah, and I mean, you have a background, Frosty, among many other things, as a professional truck driver. And I, as a lay person in this, who's never been behind the wheel of a truck except for a 17-foot U-Haul rig, or I guess I once drove a 26-foot U-Haul rig, 1,800 miles, but that's a joke compared to your background, obviously. But even I, as a layperson in these matters, look at this, and I can, you know, I just can't even grasp what the leadership of this country is doing and allowing this kind of nonsense. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I think, that Jerome Corsi has a post today that came on at 1 a.m. Eastern Time, entitled at WorldNet Daily, entitled "Criminals or Truckers with Criminal Records Could Access the U.S." Mexico has no reliable database, but drivers to cross the border in 15 seconds. And then just to mention the first paragraph in the article, Corsi says that the U.S. government has no way of knowing for certain whether Mexican truck drivers applying for participation in a Department of Transportation program giving access to U.S. highways have criminal histories or traffic convictions. The problem is that Mexico maintains no reliable national criminal database or driving history database to check its drivers. And certainly as you think through this, we've got the clear threat to the safety and well-being of thousands, potentially millions of Americans being involved in this. And then, of course, we have the whole issue of the economic livelihood of Americans who make their living by driving a truck. And when you take those two things in tandem with one another, the picture is absolutely draconian.
That's exactly what it is. It's draconian. And the real the culprit is George Bush. He is bent on destroying our borders. He is bent on creating this North American Union. And like all plans like this, if you look back at the Communist Manifesto by Hegel and Karl Marx, or Engels and Karl Marx, you see something that looks good on paper. But its final result, of course, is a complete subjugation of all citizens to a very unnatural, away from the norm of humanity. And now you see a president who thinks he can force-feed this North American Union and dissolution of our borders onto America and come out with a positive result. And as we've seen his force-feeding of the Iraq War, we're seeing a horribly negative result. And we're seeing the consequences daily, not only over there in Iraq, but over here in this country. And now he's force-feeding this pilot program of allowing all these unknown quantities, Mexican truck drivers, and all of the, and we've seen some of the quantities, as I said, the Monterey crash here just 10 days ago. We've already seen the drunk driving, which is a cultural aspect of Mexicans. The Bob Clark, the movie director of A Christmas Story, was just killed just last week, and his son were killed by an illegal alien who had been drinking and driving, and it was not his first time. We had the two girls in Virginia Beach, they 16 and 17, sitting at a stoplight, run over and killed by a drunk illegal alien who had been drunk and driving quite a few times and never deported. And so what you're seeing is a lowering of the standards, lowering of the qualifications, lowering of the inspections of what we expect in this country of our own truck drivers, and all of a sudden allowing this kind of corruption, this kind of opportunity for Mexican drivers to come across our highways with substandard trucks. And if I may, as a teacher, I want to really, people don't understand this part of what I bring to this table, and that is, the average education of a Mexican is sixth grade, and then that's a national average that most Mexicans do not have that particular care about education, and they simply drop out after the sixth grade, and they are no longer educated. So they have what I call a sixth grade cognitive thinking level. And I would ask anybody out there in the audience, how many of you would let your children in a sixth grader jump into an 18-wheeler with 40 or 60 or 80,000 pounds of steel and drive it at 65, 75 miles an hour down the highway at rush hour and go through the big cities with a cognitive thinking and judgment level of a sixth grader? Of course, I don't think anybody would. But we're going to allow
the
these
president
men...
would, apparently.
That's exactly right. And the president, I wonder sometimes if he has a cognitive thinking level of a sixth grader.
That's giving him the benefit of the doubt, apparently. But we'll take this up with Frosty Wooldridge when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in the first hour of the show today by Frosty Wooldridge, who's talking about this upcoming truckers' slowdown and truckers' encirclement of the various state and national capitals of the United States in order to get something across to Mr. Bush in regard to this North American Union and in regard to an arrangement with Mexico that, in regard to the trucking end of it, would threaten the livelihood of every American trucker and would threaten the safety of every American on the roads for all the reasons that have already been chronicled here. And I wanted to mention a couple of things specifically. One is Jerome Corsi's piece today for World Net Daily on this, And if you turn to WorldNet Daily, you will see that entitled Truckers with Criminal Records, meaning Mexican truckers with criminal records, could access the United States. Perhaps that should have been entitled Will Access the United States. And then, of course, there's the whole question of Frosty's website as well, which is galvanizing this operation for next week, April the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th. And once again, Frosty, what is the URL for that website?
It's www.saveamericafund.org. And there are how-to and to-do lists on there, everything you need to know, posters that you can create. That website will really tune you in. You can get a hold of Wanda, and she will answer any questions at the website. Her email address is freedom@saveamericafund.org. She's on the phone constantly. She has been really working like a trooper on this thing and really making huge impact. And so if you want to get a hold of her for more information, freedom@saveamericafund.org.
And the next time you're talking to her, apologize to her on my behalf, because I was pronouncing her name yesterday, Piety. It's Piety.
Piety.
It is Piety, P-I-E-T-Y, which if you're a theologian, you would say Piety. But in fact, her name is pronounced Wanda Piety, and she is based in Los Angeles, correct?
She's in North Los Angeles, correct.
Very good. Well, listen, Frosty, in regard to this whole situation then, when it comes to Mr. Bush, if we were going to psychoanalyze him for a little bit this morning, his educational level aside for the moment, do you think in the case of George Bush that it's simply a matter of doing whatever his corporate handlers and contributors tell him to do? Or do you think he also has, as an extension of the Bush political empire, a real ideological commitment to world government, or is it both?
George Bush is a peculiar man that, if I could digress on his education and his life and his style of life, he was pretty much a partying dude all the way through Yale University. I mean, party, what I mean, he was drunk most weekends. He had a heavy drinking problem. And he never really put in any energy. He only graduated with a C average. And he really showed no academic excellence. He didn't show any investment in himself. And he really pretty much played from the age of 18 all the way to 40 when his wife said either stop drinking or the highway. And so then he started to get a little bit more serious after all of that abuse over those years. And then I'll just be the governor of Texas, and because of his father's name, of course, he did that. Now, the one thing about George Bush that I have appreciated over the years is that it's not that he was competent, it's that he was electable. And that's the key here, competence versus a political electability. And so here's a man through a whole lifetime, didn't succeed at anything, had total money at any time he wanted. He owned a baseball team, but he certainly didn't earn the money to own the baseball team. His father, of course, in oil, so he was in oil, and he got into the oil situation, but, of course, didn't succeed there either. And so what you have is a man who doesn't cross his T's or dot the I's. You have a man that doesn't look forward, doesn't have any kind of understanding of what his actions are and the consequences of his actions. And in the past, it didn't hurt anybody because it was his own actions, whether he was drinking excessively, doing drugs excessively, and or failing at any kind of business. And then he got into the presidency, and he has a whole grand scheme idea that we're going to have a one-world government, that we're going to have a North American Union, that we're going to dissolve the borders, we're not going to defend the sovereignty of the United States. And in fact, this man has actually called the U.S. Constitution a GD piece of paper that was chronicled
yes.
A year ago. And so here's a man who is now at the helm, who's at the controls of the levers of power, and he is definitely, whether he's controlled by the corporate elite and the mega corporations, here's a man who is taking the United States down a path that once we are on that path too far, there's no way to come back from it. In other words, like this pilot program. It's like the proverbial camel's nose under the tent. That camel gets his nose under the tent, then he gets his ears under the tent, then he gets his shoulders under the tent and his haunches, and all of a sudden he's in the tent. Once these Mexican drivers are over here, it's much like all the illegal aliens that are over here. The consequences are horrific, and they're affecting every sector of our society, and that's what we're going to be seeing happening as he continues on his quest to dismantle the United States of America.
The literal end of this country as we have known it. We'll be back with Frosty Wooldridge. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Frosty Wooldridge, who is himself a broadcaster with the Republic Broadcasting Network. He is also a contributor to the Breaking All the Rules News Columnist Guild. Frosty is a lot of things. He's a commentator. He's an athlete. He's been a professional teacher, been a professional trucker. And now he is at the center of a galvanizing national movement to save the jobs of American truckers and to protect the safety of the American people, and I think in an even greater sense to oppose the globalization movement. and the movement toward world government that is being promoted by George Bush and his corporate minions. Frosty Wooldridge and his partner in this effort, Wanda Piatti of Los Angeles, have a website that you can find. It is SaveAmericaFund.org, SaveAmericaFund.org. Both at that site and at the Republic Broadcasting Network's own site at republicbroadcasting.org, people can find out more information about Truckout, which is the massive truckers' protest that will commence April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Before I take a caller, Frosty, I was going to ask you, I said something yesterday on this show that it seemed to me that maybe the preeminent political issue of our time is the globalists on the one hand and the nationalists on the other, and that if that's a correct thesis, we'll assume for the sake of argument that it is, that maybe the Iraq war is one point of contention that is really bringing this difference to the fore in the American political scene in the days ahead. And on the domestic front, maybe you are at the center of what's going to prove to be the domestic component in the expression of this conflict, and that's this whole business of Truckout. I really think that this could be as significant a situation as we see it in regard to declining American support for the war in Iraq and a real sense of anger that the president has gotten us into something internationally that we can't get out of. Is this a fair reading?
I think you're very much on target. The president, again, is what I've said many times. He's a six-foot man who can't swim, and he has jumped into a 12-foot-deep swimming pool, and he's flailing. And the problem is he's taking us with him. And when you look at the international scene, or you certainly look at globalism, look at the lack of loyalty by all the big corporations. Look at any and all of them. Look at the insourcing and the offshoring and the outsourcing. Look at men like Bill Gates, who wields $53 billion worth of personal money, and yet he's the one that's the driving force on the H-1B visas to displace Americans right out of their jobs. In other words, he's not satisfied with $53 billion. He wants $153 billion. If you look at what's happening with George Bush, a man that really didn't have to work, didn't have to participate in the American way of life as far as having to earn a living, he's now thrusting this massive plan down onto the American public. And at the same time, we're having our manufacturing base destroyed. Last summer when I rode on that 48-state 20,000-mile 21st Century Paul Revere ride, which anybody can go to if you want. Just go to YouTube, and you'll see all of the Paul Revere riders speaking at all the different capitals. Just type in 21st Century Paul Revere ride with Frosty Wooldridge, and you'll see it. I noticed in the great manufacturing arenas like Chicago and like in Detroit, going down the road, you see for sale, 100,000 square feet, 250,000 square feet for lease. 50,000 square feet for sale or lease. Empty buildings in the great, automobile belt of Michigan there. And we now know that General Motors and Ford are dropping 30,000 jobs in 24 months. Over 1,000 jobs a week have been going out of Michigan now for the last number of years. And so we no longer have anything to sell to the rest of the world. But we have a $700 billion annual trade deficit. We've got cheap materials and cheap goods from Walmart, but Walmart buys all of its material. Virtually 95% of everything Walmart sells is from China. And so we owe our souls to China. They're floating the U.S. dollar. If they ever turn their yuan and peg it to the euro, then you're going to see a drop in the American dollar even further. And the real crisis is we already have, the average American has a $9,149 balance on his credit card, and so that's equals to $2 trillion worth of consumer debt. And if you look at what Bush has done for the last 6 years, he hasn't paid any of the federal debt at $8.5 trillion. He's raised it, and he's building Iraq and its society after bombing it into oblivion instead of taking care of what's happening here in America. Most people, Mark, don't have a clue that there are 13 million American children live below the poverty level. We've got about 1.3 million American children that are homeless, along with their well over 5 million American adults that are homeless. And here's a president that's off on these grandiose schemes with these corporations that are Hoover just moved down to Mexico this last month. 2 years ago, Maytag just moved 1,500 jobs down into Mexico. What is it that this president's doing as far as representing American working families? We've got 14 million unemployed Americans right now, and yet this president isn't supporting or representing them. And so, yeah, what you're seeing is this great movement toward a North American union or even a New World Order kind of thing is going to leave the American public degraded down to the third or second world status of all these other countries, and there's no way to bring them up. And I've said it many times, we can't save the rest of the world, but we can destroy our own country, and that we're in the process of doing that right now.
Yeah, and it seems to me that this is an example of the classic patterns of the things that are involved in causing empires to rise and fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we clearly seem to be on the downside of that scale in regard to an overextension of military empire, in regard to just astronomical levels of both national as well as consumer debt. You've cited the $700 billion a year foreign trade deficit that we're running and the fact that the dollar is increasingly being held hostage by the Chinese. I've often thought, frankly, Frosty, as we look at this situation internationally, that if Mr. Bush decides that our next foray in the Middle East is a neocon-inspired attack on Iran, that we could very easily see, and a lot of the international economists have been talking about it, a decision by the Chinese to do the very thing that you have just mentioned, and that is to begin switching their holdings from dollars into euros, and that the impending American military expansion of their war into Iran could see an overall collapse of the American position worldwide, particularly when it comes to the overexposed character of the dollar and the beholden character of our dollar to these Asian bankers.
That's exactly correct. And when you talk about overextension of an empire, fellow Americans, ladies and gentlemen, we have 460,000 troops in 144 countries around the world. I don't know what other definition anyone needs as far as an empire. Do you know of any other country that extends itself, sticks its finger and itself into so many other countries' business that is taking such command and a great waste around the world? I mean, how could anybody want to stick their fingers into everybody else's pie, into everybody else's business, into everybody else's national business? I mean, can we imagine? Is anybody here in the listening audience? Would you like to have another 100 countries put their military into our ports and have bases on our land here in this country? And how would you feel about that? So you can see, here we are, imperialistic, really, with this empire and putting ourselves in everybody else's business. And what are the results? The results are quite negative around the world. The world view of us as a nation, they're more afraid in these other countries of George Bush than they are of Islam or terrorists or anything else. And the actions are definitely the actions that we take are what show us on the international scene. And so really, again, what we have is a man who is 6 feet tall, President Bush, who has jumped into a 12-foot swimming pool, and unfortunately he's taking the nation down into that swimming pool with him.
Well, Frosty, as I look at this whole situation, the American public acquiesced to NAFTA mm-hmm. and to GATT and the right. World Trade Organization and Most Favored Nation trading status for Red China. Now, in regard to this new proposal, the so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership Arrangement for a North American Union, it seems to me, just as I look at this as a layperson who's trying to analyze what's happening, that this whole thing that you're involved with, you're at the national center of this so-called truck out boycott,
right,
that this in ways that I don't think anyone could have foreseen, what you and Wanda are doing with this is galvanizing in a most practical way the real serious grassroots opposition to this North American Union. If it's successful, maybe we will see the beginning of a dent in the influence of the globalist elite in this country. If it's not successful, ultimately, this could be potentially, in my view, the last straw of opposition to the master plan of the globalists. Is that being melodramatic, or is that precisely where we are in your view?
Mark, you have stated it completely. If this thing fails, if there's not, for those of you out there, read a book called The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. There is a tipping point in all of great human history of what changed a situation. There was a tipping point where Rome could no longer defend its borders because it had immigrated so many of the Goths and the Vandals into Rome that they simply took over. And then Rome fell by, 376 A.D. So you're seeing the same thing happen right now. There's a tipping point whereby at some point, if we allow another 20 million or 40 or 50 million immigrants into this country, we'll no longer be our own country. We'll no longer have our own culture or our own language, and they'll simply just take over because that's just the nature of humanity. Or in this year of 2007, we have enough Americans stand up and speak out and take action and participate in the Great American Truck Out rally, and then create the tipping point back toward that which is our nation, that which is America, that which is the rule of law, and that which is sovereignty. And so, yeah, it's a tipping point, and it could go either way. I really don't know which way it's going to go. I do know that if we continue to dissolve our borders, that Mexico is going to flood into this country. The poor of Mexico, the uneducated of Mexico, the culture of Mexico, and as you already have seen, Mexico is a failed society. It's certainly a failed government. And the things that they do are diametrically opposed to what we do. And all of a sudden, they're now importing themselves into our country and starting to change the very nature of how we operate as a constitutional republic. And again, I've said this many times before, you need four aspects to maintain a republic. Number one, a highly educated population. Well, obviously, we're losing that. Here in Colorado, we've got a 67% dropout flunkout rate in the high schools. So how does a republic operate with a bunch of illiterate people? Number two, everybody in the republic needs to buy into the similar moral code, and that they're all on board so that society and everybody buys into it. And then thirdly, an ethical system that everybody it pitches in and adheres to so that the ethics maintains the quality of life here. And then fourth, everyone speaks the same language. And if you look what's happening here, and if we lose these borders, you're going to lose all four of those aspects. And I can tell you this, a Republican form of government is very delicate. And it cannot last without a highly educated population that participates. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said it. He said, the common man is what drives this American republic. And if you look what's happening, the American voter, 50% don't vote in national elections. 90% don't vote in local elections. How are we going to continue if we flood ourselves with foreign nationals and half of Mexico or Central America? I mean, tens of millions of them come up here. And for those of you who don't understand this, Mexico grew from 50 to 104 million in the last century, and they're expected to grow to 300 million in this century. So if they can't take care of themselves now, how are they going to take care of themselves when they add another 200 million people? And so you can see this thing starting to pile up. I call it a human Katrina. And this human Katrina, once it hits, there are only survivors and victims. And so that's what we're facing. And so, yes, this is a tipping point, because the big national corporations, they only care about profit. They only care about making a whole bunch of money at the expense of American citizens. Doesn't bother them because they have no allegiance. And so if this thing doesn't work and no one takes a stand and we don't change it, then George Bush is going to march along with his North American Union, Soon you're going to see the Amero dollar. You're going to see any and all of third world residents of Mexico, Central and South America simply stream into America. It's going to change America and degrade it into what it is down in Mexico right now. And having seen all of Mexico and seen all the poverty and seen all the illiteracy and seen all the incompatible cultural aspects, and then when I was bicycling across Europe in the summer of 2005, I saw what has happened to Holland. I saw what has happened to England. I saw what happened to France. They're being fractured and dismantled as cultures and societies and as languages. And so if we allow ourselves to continue down this path that George Bush is taking us, and if we sleepwalk it, we're going to get exactly what George Bush wants, and that's a complete dissolution of the United States of America.
Yes, and it seems to me, Frosty, that as I look at the data, your description of this, frankly, I believe to be completely factual. And that as we talk about this, I hesitate to say this, and yet I'm forced to say it. When we look at Mr. Bush and we look at the globalist movement, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, all the usual players, when we look at what McCain and Kennedy are trying to accomplish in the U.S. Senate with this amnesty bill, and as the list goes on, you've mentioned Mr. Gates and his $53 billion in personal wealth, who's been directly involved in supporting, it would seem, virtually every cultural initiative of the globalists. Are we not talking about something that is literally treasonous? We'll be back with Frosty Wooldridge. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find Frosty's website at SaveAmericaFund.org. That is the galvanizing force behind the truckout boycott. Stay tuned.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all.
Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest in the first hour of the show has been Frosty Wooldridge. You can find Frosty's website at SaveAmericaFund.org. That's SaveAmericaFund.org. That is the galvanizing force, what Frosty Wooldridge and Wanda Piatti have been doing with this website and organizing all over the country what will be the truck out boycott, where in all 48 continental U.S. states, the state legislature Capitol buildings will be circled and shut down, bumper to bumper, three trucks wide. The presence of these truckers will also be made known inside the Beltway on those dates. And you can find out more about this again. It's going to happen April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, starting at noon, by going to SaveAmericaFund.org. And also to what we have posted here at the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Frosty, let me share something with you. I went through a lot of things that I won't get into on the air after I ran for the U.S. Senate in Delaware on a third-party ticket in the year 2000. And when I think of what you're involved with, I'm not being melodramatic here, I think the Iraq War and this truckers' boycott are the two situations that are absolutely pivotal in this battle line between internationalists and nationalists. And if that's true, and if the battle is going to be extremely rough and tough and even dangerous, you're obviously the national leader, one of the two national leaders of this truckers' truck-out boycott. Have you counted the cost in regard to the level of what you have been putting yourself through and what you could be putting yourself through by standing up to this stuff?
In some days I get up and my wife, who doesn't get to see me most of the day and most of the rest of the time, we have to make some kind of a date just to get to see each other. This is a passion of mine that I had no idea what it takes, but I now understand the great frustrations of other Americans, whether it's Susan B. Anthony or Dr. Martin Luther King. But I also, at the same time, appreciate that there's an idea whose time has come. There is a ripe moment in history where the great messengers, whether it's Susan B. Anthony or Thomas Jefferson or Ben Franklin or James Madison or John Adams, certainly Paul Revere, all those characters in their time stood their ground. And as Mark Twain said years ago, the patriot is a scorned and hated man or woman, and when their cause succeeds, however, even the timid join them. Well, somebody's got to stand up. My father was a United States Marine for 27 years, Master Sergeant Howard Wooldridge, and he taught me and said to me, son, if you believe in something and you know you're right, then you have to stand up and you have to speak out and you have to take action, because when you do it not only for your family, but you do it for your country. And we are at a pivotal crossroads here, Mark. This country is either going to go up or it's going to go down. Most people don't realize this, but if the Kennedy-McCain amnesty bill goes through, they're going to jump legal immigration from a current 1 million a year, which is way too much already, to 2 million per year. And then they're going to give an amnesty to between 20 and 28 million illegal alien migrants in this country, and then they can chain migrate hundreds of their own families up into this country for family unification. In other words, this bill and these actions by this president are displacing Americans right out of their own country. And what most people don't realize, and I found out in my travels throughout the world, is that 77 million more desperately poor people are added to the planet every year, and they all want to come to America.